Thank you for coming to the FOIA panel this morning. I'm extremely exhausted, and I'm sure you are as well, but government transparency does not wait for us to get sleep. My name is Dave Moss. I am an investigative researcher at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. We are a nonprofit civil liberties group that works at the intersection of technology and the law. And my role is to shine light on government surveillance and other types of things. And I work on a lot of transparency legislation. And this is the third time doing a FOIA panel on Sunday here at Dragon Con. And I like to go through and explain a little bit about how the Freedom of Information Act works. And then I like filing FOIAs for people live. So start thinking of things you want to know about your government, whether that's the local level, whether that's the state level, whether that's the federal level. Since there's so few of us today, I'm going to rely on you guys to be creative with me, and I can help too. All right? With that, I'll just go ahead and start going. So I should probably explain just one more time. If you want to file FOIA requests with us live today with your own computer, this link will take you to Muckrock, which is the site we're going to be using to automate our public records requests. You just set up a user account, send me your, once you do that, send me your username real quickly, and I'll approve you for the DragonCon group that we've set up. And I think we're good to file up to 150 requests. I don't think we're going to get even to 5% of that today. but nevertheless, we can keep this going for about another week or so. I also want to apologize because the presentation I'm using today was made by a colleague, and I have not practiced it. So I'm going to be doing the best I can based on the wonderful presentation he has put together. So just jumping through. We're going to be doing a Freedom of Information Act primer today. We're also going to be talking a little bit about state-level public records requests. Don't have a presentation for state-level public records requests because that would require 50 presentations to give in an hour. So we're going to go over the federal, and then I can talk a little bit about state-level ones. So the Freedom of Information Act is a federal law. It turned 50 this year, and it requires the government to make records available to the public. It allows anyone, including non-citizens, to request government records. The one exception to that is if you are working for a foreign government, you are not allowed to file FOIA requests with intelligence agencies. Anyone here working for the foreign governments? No? And you? All right, so we're safe. Okay, good. Folks can also sue the government. We have lots of FOIA lawsuits against the feds. With the federal government, there's a presumption of disclosure that by default, all government records should be disclosed. There are lots of exceptions to this rule. So here are the 9 exceptions. I'm not going through them because, again, that would take me a very long time. But sort of general, as you can imagine, national security documents don't usually have to be released. Law enforcement records can be exempted. Attorney-client privilege documents don't have to be. For some reason, oil wells don't have to be released. And then there's a whole bunch of little statutes. And obviously, your internal personnel records don't need to be released as well. FOIA applies to federal agencies, so independent agencies, the FCC, the EPA, also, subsets of the executive branch, the DOJ, the FBI, of course, the military. And then there are certain government-owned corporations like Amtrak or the Millennium Challenge Corporation is whatever it is, MCC. The FOIA does not apply to Congress. The federal courts, they have maybe some certain other procedures if you wanted to get administrative records from them. And then the president also does not have most of the executive office of the president is not subject to FOIA, although they have other laws that require some release of records. There are a lot of documents that you can get. Emails, letters, reports, manuals, lots of procurement documents. I like getting data sets, for example. I like getting complaints. If there's a government record you can think of, it's probably available in some form or another. the one of the first steps to filing a FOIA request is just thinking about what kind of records you want or what agency you want information from, even if you don't necessarily know what kind of record there is. It does help to describe what kind of record you want, but you know, as members of the public, we're not expected to know the entire record-keeping system of the federal government and be able to ask for the IFC form 326595. So you can describe it in more general terms. You can be quite broad. You could ask for things that all reference a certain issue, but sometimes the larger set you ask for, the longer it's going to take you to get it. So if you ask for all of, say, Secretary of State's emails, that may take you quite a bit for that to get released by the Secretary of State's office. Your requests also can't require an agency to make records that didn't previously exist. So just as an example, you are not going to want to ask for all documents that exist from an agency because that would be really broad. Although, if you say you want a certain document, like in our case, we have a lawsuit over this, secret interpretation of a certain part of the Patriot Act, you might get records related to that, and which we did through filing a FOIA and eventually getting a lawsuit. So we have a panelist join us today.
Yes.
I'm Dave. I don't think we've met before.
Hi, Dave. TJ Mayo. I don't think we've met before either.
I'll take a quick break for this, and you can do a quick introduction of yourself.
Sure. I'm the fill-in.
One of our panelists had a tree fall on his mother's house on Friday night, so yeah. He is not with us today.
Yeah, he had to go take care of some family emergencies thanks to a slight hurricane. My name's TJ Myhill. I'm also a lawyer, so I'm filling in for Hayden's spot on that. We do civil litigation, business litigation, intellectual property, things of that nature. My firm has filed quite a number of FOIA requests. I don't have any examples for you here today because I didn't know I was doing this till Saturday. But we can certainly talk about it or answer any questions you might have. But
cool.
I'll just jump into whatever you have as you go along.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just going through a primer, and then we're going to file some live FOIA requests. And so as I'll take, you know, how this will work is I will take some requests, and as I'm kind of typing them up, get you to fill in some sound.
Perfect.
So when you're putting together a FOIA request, you can save yourself a lot of time if you just ensure that the documents you want don't already exist on the government's website. Saves you time, saves the federal government time, saves taxpayers some money for personnel time. If you're filing it and it's specifically related to a news article, something you saw referenced in a news article, or something you saw referenced in a congressional testimony, it helps to cite that and give a link so they can't pretend they don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to skip this slide. Some other things to consider when you're filing a public records request or a FOIA request with the government is that they can charge you fees for copying and other kinds of fees. So you'd want to mark down your public records request that, hey, like, I'm good for paying up to $20. If it's going to go over $20, please contact me and maybe I'll narrow down my request to keep it under that. Although you can ask for a fee waiver if you're a member of the news media, and that's very, very broadly interpreted. If you have just your own kind of blog that you're using, that's enough. And you can also make an argument that what you're asking for is going to contribute significantly to the public's understanding of government activities. Yeah, sure. Yes, they do. And you can appeal that as well. So the question was, does the federal agency get to decide whether they're doing a fee waiver for you? And the answer is yes. Some of them are cool with it. Some of them are not cool with it. But if they do reject your fee waiver, you can do an administrative appeal, and maybe that gets you somewhere. Mostly it's copying, but yeah, if you want to jump in on that.
I was going to throw in the question so you can answer the question.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
a little
sorry.
More sound. The question was there any specific categories of areas that they charge? So are there copying or duplicating costs? Are there research fees? Are there things of that nature?
Yeah, it tends to be mostly duplication when we hear about this. You know, if they're going to give you 1,000 pages, they may charge you per copy. Do you anything more specific about that?
No, that's the only thing we've ever been charged for, too. I don't think I've ever been charged for research time, but that's because what we've filed has specifically always been, give me this particular record that you have in a file somewhere that's identified under this name. So there hasn't really been a lot of research. I don't doubt that there could be fees associated with that if you asked them to go dig out something related to it. But generally, when you're filing a FOIA, you've got to be, if you're going to get a response at all, it's got to be specific enough that the government can find it. Because if they have to look for it, if they have to research, they're just going to tell you no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then you might have to appeal, and then you might have to sue, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So most agencies do accept FOIA requests via email. Some of them have online portals either on their own site. There's several agencies that go through foiaonline.regulations.gov. After you file it, you should, within a number of days, receive an acknowledgement letter from the agency saying, hey, we got your FOIA request. We're working on it. And if you don't, then maybe there's something going on and they've ignored it or they didn't receive it. And then they're supposed to get something to you within 20 days or ask you, you know, let you know that they're going to need an extension. It's very rare, I found, that people get back to me within the 20 days on the federal level. State level, though, I have a lot more luck getting stuff fast, as long as it's not like oftentimes like some of the smaller towns do not get a lot of requests and they don't necessarily know how to handle them, and so it can often take longer that way.
I just want to chime in on that. That's absolutely true. We filed requests at the federal level, which have never come in within 20 days. We filed requests at the state level for state documents, you know, for state agency records that have come in very promptly, been handled very, very accurately according to the Georgia Act, and we filed some, you know, on counties or towns that just that probably this is the first one they've seen in a decade, and you know, they don't have half the time. We're on the phone with them trying to work through how they're supposed to respond to our we're telling them what they're supposed to do to respond to us. So
yeah.
It's just something that depends on who you're dealing with. Some agencies get 30 of these, you know, an hour. Some agencies get 30 of these a century, and it's just not going to be anything they're used to dealing with.
Yeah, and some agencies on the local level do have pretty nice online systems that, you know, they're very organized and you can track it online through their website. So, you know, say you file a FOIA request and they say, nope, you can't have it. We're not giving it to you. Maybe they give you a really good explanation. Probably they don't. So what can you do? The first thing is you can do is you can file an appeal. There usually is details in the letter when they reject it on who you can appeal to. One of my favorite journalists who files a ton of FOIA requests, his name is Jason Leopold, and he always tells people, always appeal. Even if they give you records, file an appeal, because chances are they didn't find everything or there's still stuff they're not giving to you. If you're having problems with an agency, maybe they're not responding, maybe they're playing dumb. There's an office called the Office of Government Information Services, and they're kind of an ombudsman, and they will, if you contact them and give them the correspondence that you've had with the agency, they will jump in and mediate for you. And I've found that federal agencies like don't necessarily like OGIS getting involved, so once OGIS is involved, they start acting a little better. You could also try rewriting the FOIA request. Maybe they're playing word games with you in that you asked for one thing, but you didn't specify specifically something else. You can always try again. You could also sue. And that's what we do a lot of. We do a lot of suing over the Freedom of Information Act. So some of the
To repeat the question, is there an exhaustion requirement before you sue?
I don't think so, but it always helps.
Yeah, I you know, any administrative act can make a claim that you've not exhausted all your remedies. That is a fairly common defense. I honestly don't know if it exists, you know, or if it would be raised in a FOIA challenge, because I've never had to do it. But I don't
I would encourage you to try to exhaust all your remedies before you sue, just so that you don't run into that.
Yeah. And just to be clear, like, no legal advice is offered, and I am not an attorney. He is.
And I'm still not.
I'm not. So, so some resources for you. There's three good sites for using their online system to file FOIA requests and to track them. And these also do on the local level as well. I'm really a big fan of MuckRock. I do a lot of work with them. They partner up with us a lot. It is they're a nonprofit, but they do have like a sort of subscription service where you know a certain amount, and that gives you like 25 records requests, because they do a lot of work with you. They do help you phrase it, and they do a lot of research, and they do a lot of management. As I noted before, some of you walked in late. MuckRock has given us I think 150 requests for free for as part of this panel, and if you I'll put up the slide again in a little bit. If you wanted to register with them and send me your username, I can add you to the group. Reporters Committee for Free Press has a tool called ifoia.org. It's not quite as robust as MuckRock, but it's also fully free as well for you to use, as is FOIA Machine, which is very similar to ifoia. If you're not satisfied with my presentation and you want to see something a little bit longer and more intense, one of my favorite presentations is by a former phone freaker named Phil Lapsley and a prolific FOIA attorney named Michael Rivnitsky, and they have filed like literally thousands of requests trying to get information on phone freaking and other sorts of things. And they have a fantastic presentation that looks at FOIA as if you are hacking the government, but instead of tapping into their computers, you're filing FOIA requests to get information from them. So here's my contact details. I'll throw it up again in a second, but just sort of jumping to that if you did want to file with us live. And so at this point, so we have another guest. You want to introduce yourself real quick?
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I got called to deal with some issues. My name is Jason Mitchell, and I'm here. I'm the Senior Director of Convention Operations. In real life, I'm an attorney that responds to Open Records Act requests, subpoena requests, all kinds of requests for information. I work for an agency in Georgia. I'm here in my personal I'm here as myself and not my official capacity, and so I'd really rather not talk about anything specific to my agency. But what I kind of want to do here is to be able to give you some insight from the side of the person who's going to fulfill your request, and to discuss maybe ways of making the request more effective so that you get what you want, and while kind of making it easier, because in my experience, I don't know how far we've gotten into talking about specific issues, because I'm not sure. I guess I've missed about 20 minutes. How much substance have we gotten into so far?
So I've done a presentation taking through the basics of FOIA. At this point, I just want to talk a little bit about I've done mostly the Freedom of Information Act. I do want to talk a little bit about state level requests, then I want to do some live filing of requests, but as I'm typing that up, you guys can fill in the gaps a little bit, if that's okay.
All right.
Just so you know, I introduced myself earlier, but my name's TJ Myhill. I'm an attorney here in Atlanta as well, and I've filed some. So perhaps you and I.
I mean, if you put DragonCon in it or something, that'll
work together to get these while he's doing his.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I've filed open records requests too. It doesn't. Every once in a while, things will come up that are of interest to me. Whether it's pay disputes with a former employer, and I want to see how much other people are paid. Did one for. Okay, I shouldn't talk about that one yet.
Okay, let me get this going, because I'm gonna have like a gap of air real quick.
Okay,
so
sure.
With state level requests, each state has its own policies. A lot of times they're stronger than FOIA. A lot of times there's a lot less bureaucracy and delay like you get with on the federal level. Some states are better than others. I live in California, and I think California's kind of stinks. But New Mexico's law is really great. Florida's law is probably the strongest in the country in terms of what they have to give you. Washington State's is pretty amazing as well. One of the reasons I like New Mexico's is that if an agency improperly withholds records, there's up to $100 a day fine to that agency. So there's a...
Did you get the fine?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, so there's a lot of pressure on them to handle things correctly, but I have known people who've got in excess of $100,000 in a settlement from an agency that did not want to give over records. Indeed. Another question. Some states.
Trying to make the video good. For the question, the question was, do you have to be a citizen of the state to file a FOIA request under their FOIA Act?
There's like, I think about 7 or 8 states where that's the case. I'm very tired today, so my number might be off, and I'm not good at holding numbers in my head. But one that comes to mind for me is Virginia. Virginia, you do have to be a citizen, which I think is really detrimental to Virginia's transparency, because there's national organizations like us who don't have an actual office in Virginia, but we have members in Virginia. And so when we want to file a FOIA request in Virginia, we have to find someone local to partner with us on it. But I find it ironic that Virginia loves to have companies from out of state come bring business there, and politicians are perfectly happy to accept, you know, campaign financing from out of state, but people who want information from them, oh well, can't have that. So let's go. I want to get a FOIA request going. Anybody got an idea? Just to give you some sort of background on what we've done in the past, and what ends up happening with these. So the first year we did this, somebody asked for, I think, marijuana citation violations in California, because California had recently decriminalized. And we put in a FOIA request for that. We got a huge data set. Muckrock ended up doing a news story on it. Somebody else saw our FOIA request, duplicated it, filed it in like 5 other places, and then did a whole other sort of thing. Last year, I think we did one on something related to the Department of Energy in Idaho, and I think like waste storage. The newspapers in Boise ended up doing stories on that once we got that back. So these things do have like a nice ripple effect. Anyway, somebody got an idea for something? What do you got?
This is not exciting at all.
Okay.
I wanted to do a request. So this would be state level.
Okay. What state?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay.
We actually just built some new schools in our city, and I wanted to know the networking cost for those, because I'm very close to those facilities, and I just wanted to know what they did and how much it cost us.
Okay, so let me just take some information for you real quick. I'm going to bring up a little notepad, and I will get that going. So what is the jurisdiction that we're looking at?
Do you need the county? Is that what you're asking for?
So it's a school?
It's a school, yeah.
So what county? What county are we at? Is that county or city?
City county.
Okay.
Barrow, Barrow. I'm sorry, guys. I know this isn't exciting, but I couldn't think of much
else. So Barrow County, is it like a school district there, or is it just run by the county?
It's just run by the county. Okay. There's no specific.
Okay, and so we're looking for networking costs.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean by networking costs?
Any internet related setup, as far as like getting the school access to external internet resources.
So are we talking like ISP stuff, or are we talking just
Well, honestly, I know it was all done by the same company. So
what's the company?
It's Tech Optics.
Tech Optics, one word or two words?
One word.
Okay, one word. I think that's enough for me to start, and I will you can watch me do it live on here, but if you guys want to talk about some stuff and I can hand it over to you guys to be self-sufficient for a sec.
That awesome. That actually kind of raises exactly what I was going to say, and Jason, I think I'd like to get your input on this as the guy who responds to, but what we found is that you're going to have a much better response to your request, both in terms of not just getting told no, can't find it, but in terms of timeliness and in terms of completeness, the more detailed you can be in the records that you're asking for. If you had, for example, if we had filed that to just say networking costs, well, there's a fair chance Barrow County is going to call you back and go, do you mean how much we paid to take the guy out to coffee
Do you mean how much we pay to join community associations, or do you mean internet costs, or do you mean all of that? Right? They need to make sure that they understand everything that you're looking for. And a lot of times they're going to say your request is unclear and I'm going to deny it. So then if you say I need to know all of your internet expenses or networking hookup expenses, well, that's going to get you an answer, but it may not be the answer you're looking for. If you really want to find out how much the county paid whatever the name of that company was, ask that. That's what you want to find out. Get that request. If you want to also know some other stuff, you know, everything you've paid to any internet supply company, including but not limited to this company. But if what you really want to know
so
is
on that, let me just say, so what I've got up here is I'm asking for, this is just the brief version, I'm going to fill it out a little bit more, but I'm looking for procurement, budgeting, contracting, and other spending documents regarding Tech Optics IT services.
Right.
Does that sound about right?
Yes. Okay. This is specifically in relation to their building the new schools.
Okay.
Specifically, it would be Russell Middle School.
Russell Middle School. So we want to narrow it down even further for Russell Middle School. That's cool with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And that again. So the more finely tuned you can give them the request, I think, as the one requesting it, I've been more successful in getting documents. The more detailed I can be. Jason, would you agree?
Oh my God, yes. I cannot tell you how many times I see something any and all related to, and I have no idea what you're talking about. And depending, because I've done this at like two different levels. I've been an open records officer there for a small law enforcement task force where it was easy. We had like 10 or 12 guys, and you send me a request, and it's like, okay, you just need this report. And okay, I have to redact out some information. Here's the response. On the other hand, where I work now, it's much larger. And if you hit me with something, I mean, I honestly may not understand what you're asking. And so I'm all about if we can make things more specific. So think about it a little bit on how to get the request to precisely the sort, what's the information, what sort of documents do you think are going to be there? Because like this, the first thing that I asked, and I've actually done this request professionally for a government agency, is we had somebody who was trying to sell us something, and I wanted to know how much it cost or how much other people have paid for it. So I saw who else was using their product, and part of it was I called the agency up first. They said, hey, what's been your experience with this? And it's like, I would also like to know how much it costs, and well, let me try it out. So I did an open records request for the contract so I can see specifically. Now, a contract like this may be more complicated where all the expenses may not be in the contract, so it may be a little bit open on those, but then you can ask about receipts what do they call them, purchase orders, invoices, things like that. That gets you a specific document. If I can go to one place, that makes my life a whole lot easier, and I can respond maybe in hours as opposed to going around and asking a bunch of people.
Go ahead and toss the box back there. We had a question. And while we're tossing, I want to just one more.
I don't want to hear
the statement came up earlier about fees and costs associated with these. Remember too that you might be paying copying costs, and you might be paying 8-10 cents a page per copy. And if you want a 5-page contract, well, that's 50 cents. That's great. Right, but if you say I want all of your purchase orders for all your internet subscription to a county, well, I hope you've got deep pockets, because you just got a really big bill. So that's why it's important to put a limitation on, please call me if it's going to be over. But also, understand that the more you ask for, the more time it's going to take, the more expense it's going to be.
So my question is, would you recommend going first to an open records request or going through other channels, like going to your elected school board members or actually like contacting the finance officer? Because sometimes, will they share that stuff? I mean, like, so for contracts, I know in my school system, the school board has to approve it, and it's on the monthly school board agenda for all the contracts they're approving, and you can click on the document and see it. So is it out there, or can you ask your like elected official to see if they can find the information for you?
I would always do something other than a FOIA request first. I mean, now, that doesn't mean you might not follow up with one just to make sure that you've gotten everything that you're looking for, because some people don't know all the answers, right? I mean, I certainly don't know everything that's in my files off the top of my head. But it is, if you have access to other resources, it's going to be faster and easier for you to find them, you know, on the school board minutes or by talking to your elected official who may give you access to things or give you information, because it's going to be turned up under a FOIA request anyway. They may say, no, you know what, I need you to send me a FOIA request to cover my butt, and then you do. But it doesn't hurt to ask. But more importantly, so much of this information, especially now that everything's digital, so much of this is available from other sources that you don't have to go request it directly from the government agency. You can find it in other reports, in other white papers, in other budget listings. There's a billion things that are filed online by counties and cities and state governments, federal governments, that it never hurts to try and find the information you're looking for before you file a FOIA request, because you've got to wait all the time and, you know, go through the hoops and pay the fees, et cetera. That if you can click it on Google, certainly go that way first.
Yeah. Because, and one of the things, depending on what you're looking for, I don't know how this works in the federal government, because the FOIA does not apply to the states per se. It only applies to the federal government. So each state's governed by its own laws. But like in Georgia, the Open Records Act doesn't require anybody to answer questions. So you have to phrase it for a document. But on the other hand, you know, if you just have a straightforward question, no, you don't know if somebody won't just answer the question. Yeah.
In California, the law says they do have to be helpful, but whether they're actually helpful is not necessarily the case. I like to troll them a little bit when they come back and they just say, nope, no records. And I'm like, California Public Record Act says that you need to help me identify my records and explain the how to get over the practical hurdles of obtaining records, and then they might be a little bit nicer. Just real quick, I'm about to submit this public records request for the Barrow County and the Russell Middle School. It's pretty simple. Muckrock fills in some of the language for you. Let me see if I can enlarge it a little bit. But it just says, pursuant to the Georgia Open Records Act, I'm going to request procurement, budget, and contract and spending documents regarding Tech Optics IT services to Russell Middle School. Then it says the requested documents will be made available to the general public, because when the documents come, they're going to go to Muckrock and it's going to be uploaded to the site. And then it's saying, if there's going to be fees, please let us know in advance. And there probably won't be fees. There might be fees, and if it's something exorbitant, I'll probably just say, like, hey, let's just reduce it down a little bit. Generally, that's about it. What's going to happen is that there's going to be a thread, like an email thread, that's going to be public. So we're going to send this. Barrow County will respond. That will appear here. If they don't respond, Muckrock will automatically send them an email saying, hey, what's up with my records? Hey, did you get this email? And they'll keep doing that until stuff comes. And eventually, you'll get an email. I'll get an email saying, hey, you've got documents. And then that's like Christmas to me. So I'm going to go ahead and hit submit on this.
One thing on this. This is a brand new school.
Yes.
The school was actually previously established, but the building is.
Yeah, one thing as a way of keeping things narrow is time frames can be helpful if you know when things happen.
That's a good idea. Like, let's do that. So when was it built?
Literally this year, so I'd say in the past year.
So let's do because they may have started the project for that, let's do 2014 through 2016. Sound good?
Yeah.
Sound good? Yeah, let's do that.
Is that anything that, like I said, anything that kind of helps get you there? Like, one of the things that I see a lot, and sometimes these will come from citizens, sometimes they'll come from law firms. Well, you get these huge requests that ask for all kinds of different things, and there may not, you know, they may have something specific in mind. So one thing I think would probably be useful in some requests, not all, is to start with issues like policy, because if you start with like a policy, it's like, I'm interested in, let's see, my background's in law enforcement, so we'll say use of force reports over, you want to know about officers who've been disciplined for use of force, so maybe let's start with a policy. It's like, I want to see the policy and forms related to this over this time frame. And then once you have that, you can start that having more narrow requests where it's like, hey, I want these things. That's going to get me what I want, but I know exactly what it's called. Because sometimes the requests will come in and you won't know what it is. And so, like, when I get requests, I've gone to Google to look it up and try to figure out what are they trying to get to. Or I'll go talk to public affairs and it's like, hey, what are you hearing about stuff? And it's like, oh, they're looking for information related to this, so I can shoot. So I might, instead of, I'm trying to think of a way to say this without just being really explicit about what the request was. But to try to get the request, or to try to make the request specific to what the person actually wants. And so, like, if I see a reporter who's, they have a specific issue, and they say, I want all this stuff, I might say, if I know what the sorts of things they're working on, I might be able to go back and say, hey, I think this is what you need. If you want more, let me know. And I find that kind of helpful. And I don't find it particularly effective to just give people a one-sentence response of, there are no responsive documents, because that invites questions. And quite frankly, I'm a bureaucrat, and I don't need questions. I have a list of information requests on my desk, and, you know, and I'm like a Vogon, I want to go through and I want to mark all the blocks and say, this is done, this is done, this is done. I don't have to worry about this. I can move on to something else, because, you know, not only do I have these requests, as I also have, you know, other work I need to get to.
So let me do another request real quick. Anybody else got any ideas? All right, so let's try to figure. Oh, you got one?
I got one.
Okay.
We're trying to collect information.
Okay.
About racial disparity in discipline.
Hang on, we're waiting on the box.
Okay, we are trying to collect information from the Office of Civil Rights about discipline disparities in school districts.
Which Office of Civil Rights?
The DOE, the Department of Education.
The
Office of
which,
Civil Rights.
The U.S. Department of Ed?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do the U.S. Department of Ed. Okay. And we're looking at racial disparity issues for discipline?
Yes. And you can limit that however you want.
Okay. Any particular place or just nationwide?
It doesn't matter to me.
Well, all right, let's talk nationwide. And do you know anything else about it? Like, have you seen documents related to it before? Or
I don't
want to ask for anything you've already got.
Much of it is public. What's not public is the offenses for which the discipline was given, if that makes sense. So if we're looking at expulsions, for example, the underlying offenses for which people were expelled.
Okay. And so the documents you've already seen, where did you find them?
The OCR website has a lot.
The what website?
The Office of Civil Rights website.
Okay. And all right, let me see what I can do.
So again, I think here's a good place to follow up on what Jason was just saying, as far as being specific with your codes, policies, statutes, whatever the violation you're looking for. Now, this one there probably isn't, you know, necessarily with that, but it sort of ties into the idea of looking at what you've got first. So, for example, I've seen all these records in the Office of Civil Rights. I just need the background information on what exists to support these claims that are already up on your website. When looking at the law enforcement thing, if you want a violation of, you know, all disciplinary acts under a certain, you know, policy says you won't do X or you will do Y. I want to see people who are disciplined under policy number, you know, 14-2-37, you know, as set out in the policy manual, blah blah blah, on page 62, whatever. Again, the more you can say specifically that this is
this statute, this code section, this county code, this you know, local rule, this policy notebook. So starting out with that information first, and whether it's an open records request to get that policy manual so that you can read the policy manual and ask specifically for what you're looking for, or simply going online and finding the expulsion records to say this is the additional information I need, or going online to research the code section or the statutes that support what you're looking for, then you can cite specifically to what you're looking for, and again, make everyone's life a whole lot easier in responding, make your life a whole lot easier in the fact that you're actually going to get what you're looking for.
Really, it's just being detailed. Yeah. But I just want to be clear, like these, you know, there is no real good formula for getting this stuff in the same way there's no formula for fishing and catching a fish. You can kind of put a worm, and people are going to suggest various lures to do it, but every agency is different, and every person processing the forms in the agency is different, and really it's a lot of trial and error. You just try your best. You can always hire a lawyer to be very, very specific, but that's not the point of these laws. These point of the laws is not, you know, it's not the Lawyer Freedom of Information Act. It is, you know, for, these are public records, and so I would just say it's more important for you to just try and see what happens than it is to feel daunted by the process and feel like, oh, well, I just don't have the legal knowledge to do it. Really, I want to see records come out, but just be understanding with the agency, work with the agencies to get it narrowed down if you're too broad the first time. But just sort of jumping onto this, so what I've drafted up here, and you guys let me know if you think this is going to work. I'm just asking for data on student discipline reflecting racial ethnic demographics and underlying disciplinary offenses for the years 2013 to 2015. That sound pretty good?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's fine.
With this, you could wind up with an issue of they may or may not, do they have that data?
And okay, so hold on. So data held by the Office of Civil Rights. Civil rights, is that right?
Well, I'm not saying to change it.
No, but I think she'd asked specifically that, so yeah. I think we should go for it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because one of the things that might happen, especially when you get in, one of the things I do a fair amount of is work with analysts, because our analysts do work a fair amount with researchers or public interest agencies to try to pull data, and sometimes data can be kept in weird ways, and it's like, I had a researcher contact me recently for a count of something, and it was just, they just asked for a number, and that's what he got back. Now, what our analysts pulled that's held by our agency and would be available to in a request was a bunch of underlying data, and it was a neat form, and it was like, hey, this looks, I was kind of interested in it, but he asked for a number, so he got a number.
I've decided to jump back to 2012 to 2015 because now that I'm thinking about it, I asked for 2015 and it's still 2016, so they may not actually have that data compiled. So we want to get, you know, 3 years of data is a good amount of data, I think, to look at. So I'm going to go ahead and start processing this. The request is going to look a little bit different. Instead of the Georgia Open Records Act, it's going to say Freedom of Information Act. It's filling in the language that they think is going to be useful, and this one, it will be a lot more simple, I think, because a local school district or school system is probably not dealing with as many of these. It doesn't have as much infrastructure as the U.S. Department of Ed. So I'm going to hit submit on this, and it's good.
And one thing on that too, again, just sort of tag teaming on what was just said, in some requests, the data you're looking for isn't going to be data that's kept. You need to get the data to mine your own information for what you're looking for. In other words, it may exist or it may not exist in the, you know, the Department of Ed or Office of the Rights as far as what the, you know, the racial disparity or the racial breakdown of these things may be. But there may be records that show the, you know, the race of the student, which you then go and do your own math on, right? If you ask for the records that show the, you know, the racial disparity of expelled students, you may not get anything because there may not be a record that actually shows that. But if you ask
what we ask for, the records that show the racial, you know, the demographics and the offenses, then you can take that and compile the information you're looking for yourself. So it doesn't hurt to ask for what you're looking for, but understand that it may not be something that the agency keeps, and they don't have to create a document for you. They just have to give you the documents they have.
Anybody else have any ideas for stuff?
Can I say one more thing about this request? So one thing about thinking about who's going to have the data, depending on how, I mean, it sounds like you're looking really broad, but one thing you might want to think about there is narrowing your sample to sample for that data, and to maybe identify different boards of education, because they will have those records. Yeah. Well, they should. Well, okay. As with anything in government, in this country, I mean, it's a big country, and everybody does things differently. But local boards certainly are the holders of that information. Now, if they store it in a practical way that you can actually get to it, you know, that's a whole nother question, because that can be a problem with getting government records about how they're stored. Because I mean, I've been stumped before. It's like I'll get a request, and it's like I have no idea who has that. Do we have that? And then it's a matter of starting to call around to people to determine or talk to the attorneys who've been in the office longer. But that's another thing to maybe look at, different places that might have that specific, or depending on how specific you want.
So anybody else have any other ideas? I can help brainstorm some if nobody else is jumping in.
I do have a question. So from my brain, to summarize a little bit, so specific, don't necessarily ask for the analytical, but ask for the data set so I can do my own analysis. Now,
so with the data set, I actually have some pretty good tips for data sets. So when you're asking for a data set, don't just ask for the data set. Make sure you get the format of the data. Like, you know, they'll have something that's called the data dictionary. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to do that, because otherwise you'll get a spreadsheet that you have no idea what the codes are that they're putting in there.
TNFs in 27 piles doesn't tell me any good, right?
You'll want to ask for, like, what the template is. So if it's data based on self-reporting, you're going to want to know what the worksheet that an agency is looking at, so you have a good idea. I think I want to have them give you some better answers, but let me just get one in the pipeline, and then they can ask you. Anybody from someplace interesting or interested in how their police are operating? Somebody just tell me pick a place in the country.
From St. Louis.
St. Louis. I think that's been pretty well tapped out in terms of public records requests. Anybody else got someplace interesting?
Well, here in Atlanta PD.
Atlanta PD. All right, let's just do Atlanta PD. Let's do a use of force policy. It's probably already gotten out there, but let's figure out what the Atlanta PD. Let's put in a request and see, you know, what Atlanta PD is telling police officers when they can use force and what the process is for using force. How does that sound? Sound good?
Yeah. Well, one thing that, I mean, because you're using Muckrock, right?
Yeah.
One of the things you can do here is you can search Muckrock, and
yeah,
I guess there's probably about a 25% chance that it's probably already on there.
Let's see. So, yeah. And you can also, if you find a good request that somebody else has filed, you can hit the clone button, and it'll duplicate the language, and you can add a different agency in there. So, yeah, they've got the Atlanta Police Department use of force already sitting here. So there we go. There it is right there. So let's pick another place. Any suburbs that are independent cities of Atlanta that you want to look at?
Decatur.
Let's try to make sure Decatur is not there already. Nope. All right, we're good. All right, so I'm going to do that. You guys keep chatting along.
All right. Well, one thing I just did, your sentence earlier was correct. Yes, be very specific. Ask for the data, not the answer. But it doesn't hurt to ask for the answer too.
Well, that was what my question is. As I'm trying to get the parts and pieces, my question is: so, do I want to share with them what I'm going to be doing with the data?
No, don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Just asking, because
they don't. You don't have to. Sometimes, if you have, I would.
Like, occasionally, CIA doesn't want to help me, this company might, agency might.
Yeah, occasionally, if you've started the request process and you feel like you've got a good relationship with the person handling it, then you can go ahead and say, like, this is what I'm interested in. Maybe you can tell them, but I would not do it from the get-go. I would not show your cards and say, like, hey, I'm looking to unearth this scandal or something, because then the public affairs person is going to go to up the chain, and they're like, well, what are we going to do about this, you know, and like, let's figure out ways to not give the data. So, I mean, I would be careful when you share that kind of information.
Okay. So it's another part of
yeah. He's like, no, tell me what you want.
I don't care. My job is to respond to these records requests. Now, if something comes up that's just like, hey, this is going to look bad. Yeah, am I going to let public affairs know about that? Yeah, I am. But on the other hand, you know, they don't have a choice. The law says what we have to release. For the most part, there's some discretionary stuff.
But yeah, I mean, the reason I say that, though, is just because government agencies don't always behave well. I mean, and there's certainly corruption in government. And sometimes if they know that you're doing something, they may take action to discredit you. You might have a sheriff show up at your house and pound on your door, which has happened. There have been officials who have shown up at people's doors to intimidate them after they filed public records requests. I'm certainly, that's not something that your office does.
What I was
going to
say is, if I'm requesting different piles of information from different places, am I going to get on a watch list? Like, is this like, and I know at state and local levels versus federal, they're not going to put all that together, but.
Yeah.
You might be surprised what people can put together, although there is certainly a lot of chaos in between the different levels of government. But there also it depends on what you're asking for. I don't know that, especially a lot of people who are dealing with this, I don't know if they'll care, but you know, there might be some things where it's like you might ask about something and then it might be like, well, wait a minute, what just happened? And it may be something that this person's asking about this, because I've had requests that have come in. It's like, there's something that's going on here, and do we have a problem that we need to look into and address?
Is the watchdog looking at us like?
Well, no, not so much that. It's like, did we miss something? Or is there something that's not where it's supposed to? Well, that's not a really good way of expressing that. But yeah, sometimes you might look at it and say, hey, this is something I need to send over. It's like, did we actually look at this? And do we need to make sure that this is something that got handled, or is this something that we need to? Is this something that we need to fix? I mean, because you know, things happen, bad things happen, and sometimes agencies need to fix it. Because for the most part, most people are trying to do the right thing, and sometimes you don't know about everything.
So, sorry, just let me jump in here. So what I've got here is Decatur Police Department use of force policy, the use of force reporting template form, if they have something that an officer is supposed to fill out when he's used force, and then any statistical data on use of force compiled by the Decatur Police Department from 2010 to 2015. They may not have that. Some of the larger police departments tend to have that kind of stuff because it's been a problem, and so they've started quantifying it. Does that sound good to you guys? Look good?
Statistical data.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, if they have it.
Yep.
Yeah. Decatur, they're probably big enough too.
All right, I'm going to hit submit. Oh, you have a
comment? No, you're good. I have two little more questions.
Well, let me just jump in real quick before you ask questions. I think there's a really good distinction to draw here, right? I think that you're going to get a very different answer to a lot of the things that you've already asked or are going to ask from me and from David. And that's not because we have a different mindset. I'm probably less trusting of the government than he is.
Me?
Yo.
I am not very trusting of the government. I don't know what you're talking about.
This might be a very low hurdle here.
I trust this guy. This guy's all right.
The point is, though, that the ones I file aren't going to ruffle any feathers, right? I mean, we're looking for stuff more like the first one we filed. We want to get the data on how much you paid this contractor because we're having a dispute with a contractor. We've got a, you know, one client who's suing another client, and all we want to know is, what did the county pay this guy? Okay, we've got a family dispute, and we want to know whether there's a, you know, any type of defects file on the guy we think is taking advantage of his incapacitated aunt.
No one cares. That's not going to ruffle any feathers. If there's a file, there's a file. They're going to give it to me. And if there's not a file, they're going to tell me, you know, no, or there's nothing there. But at the end of the day, no one's going to look at that and say, oh, I better send the sheriff to TJ's house. Whereas the stuff that David's filing and the types of FOIA requests that activist groups are filing are obviously going to be much more have a much greater effect on the recipient than the stupid crap I file that's just paper pushing. So the truth, though, is that there are 600 times as many stupid, crappy, paper-pushing ones filed than there are, you know, the feather-ruffling ones. So my experience is probably much more sort of commonplace, but it's also the one that doesn't actually get any reaction from anyone. The few that get reactions are going to get big reactions. So that's the difference in, I think, the opinion you're going to get from me versus David as to whether you want to be very, very helpful with the agency, because no one cares about the crap they give me, so the more detailed I can be, the more likely I'm going to get what I want. Whereas if you're trying to get data that you're going to use in a way that's negative to that agency, yeah, you may not want to be quite so forthcoming in your initial. So it's just a difference of attitude and opinion because of the nature of the request being made.
So I think we're at time now. I will be hanging out. We have a table on this floor on the concourse area next to the grand ballroom. If anybody wants to come file more FOIA requests with me, jump over. It's going to be pretty slow for the next 2 hours, I think. So I'm happy to kill some time by prying information from the government. Anyway, I just want to thank our panelists for joining us. You had one last like thing to sneak in.
Two quick questions. The first one, like you were talking about, like copying, paper copying, like 20 cents of paper kind of thing.
Yeah.
But under the Paperwork Reduction Act, like they're trying to give you electronic. So in your request,
I always ask for electronic records first.
Right? That's what my real thing was like. That's this minor question. Like, yeah, okay, no, so you get it back electronically. Can you tell them how you would like to get it if you can?
Yeah, you generally
give me a scan of a book. You know?
Yeah, put something in there saying I would like this in digital format. Email it to me. Some places just don't know how to do that sometimes. The number of people who have printed out emails, then scanned the emails, and then emailed me a scan of the emails, that happens so much that it just drives me batty every time. So,
not necessarily.
Sometimes, maybe.
I had somebody, I was trying to get photos from a lineup from a jail one time in South Georgia. They offered to print it out and fax it to me. I'm like, seriously? Some places, I mean, the thing is, you never know what you're going to get with the government. Some places are super squared away, and some places it's a mess. And then some places it's just, you know, that might be what's on file.
Yeah.
And it's, you can never tell. I mean,
If you're interested in some of these horror stories, every year in March is Sunshine Week, and I compile something we call the Foilies. It is awards that we give to agencies for ridiculous responses to public records requests. What's that? If you get jailed for filing a that is, I think that is on my list. I believe that is on my list for 2017. That happened this year, right?
Oh yeah.
So it is. I remember it. It is on my list. That I'm my running list of things to give awards to. We come up with funny names for them. It comes out. Whatever it's in March sometimes, and we tend to have a whole bunch of alt weeklies around the country republish it, so you may see it actually on newsstands where you live. But anyways, I think we're over time. I think just make sure we get out of here so the next panel can come on in. Again, over there, table. Anybody still interested? Thank you so much. All right.